and Roatan, Honduras. And we did get in Mexico, we were able to, you know, we purchased excursions, you know, a lot of people do when they get off the ship and explore. And we were able to get some beach time, some water time. It was wonderful. But one of the best places that we went to was Roatan, Honduras. A lot of people, they purchase in Honduras, they purchase excursions to see iguanas, keys, and sloths. And we didn't want to do that. We purchased an excursion to meet a pastor and an orphanage. And it was, that's right, the tour was called the Good Samaritan Tour. And so we did that. We had an amazing guide, a tour guide. It also encompassed a tour around the island. And he was a young man, 40-ish. His name was Joel. And he was born in Honduras. But as we were conversing and having a good time, we were with him for 4 or 5 hours. And he asked us where we were from. And we said Vermont. And he like jumped, says, Vermont? And I said, yeah. Well, come to find out, he was born in Honduras, but here he is. He spent time in New England. He lived in Connecticut, worked for Sikorsky, and he spent time in Vermont, enjoyed the winter and everything. And just listening to him, I thought how amazing that is, us being from Vermont, and then all of a sudden know that he knew where we were, and where we came from and everything. And so, very personable young man, so much information. And during the time that we were there, he took us, of course, all around the island. And and we were at one point, we were overlooking, took us up to a high place, and we were overlooking the bay and the ocean and stuff. And we were just very casually talking. And we were talking in Bible study about the gifts of the Spirit, you know, peace, love, joy, and such. And while we were talking with him, we actually had a chance to talk to him about the Lord and stuff while we were riding around. But while we were standing there, we were leaning against a railing overlooking, and he said, you know, he says, there's something about you guys. He says, I can see it. And he says, you appear really happy. And I thought to myself, you know, it's obviously we know it's the joy that Laurie and I had and everything, and he was so pleased to see us in that way and everything. But one of the spots that we went to was we met this pastor. His name was Johan Manoz, and his church name was Iglesia El Shaddai. And when we got to meet him, wonderful man. He had a Los Angeles Dodgers hat on. And we met him, talked with him. I got a couple nice pictures of us with him. And he showed us all around the church. It didn't look like any kind of ordinary church. It was a building with probably it was plywood and stuff, but it was painted, I got a picture of what it was on the outside too, and it was funny. I told him, and he had to smile and chuckle, and I said our pastor always speaks of the Lord as not El Chipo, but as El Shaddai. God is enough, and he had to chuckle about that. And he showed us around. Unfortunately, we couldn't go in the church because they were having a prayer meeting. And so we couldn't go in there, but there was another portion of the church that they'd been working on, and it was certainly nothing to look at. He took us into a big room, and I'm sure that he said, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure he said they put like 50 to 75 people in that room. It was nowhere near as big as this, but it had a lot of things up against the wall and stuff. But they I guess they have activities and stuff in this particular room. And it took us around back, and there was some beams and struts and stuff that they wanted to, were going to continue to expand, I guess. But again, it was rather what we would picture a church. It was rather shoddy and stuff, but pretty amazing anyway. And so we spent time there and then said goodbye, and we continued on our way. And the other portion of it was the orphanage that we went to. And the name of the orphanage was Sandy Bay Lighthouse Ministries. Let me move this for a minute. It was a beacon of hope for children and families of Roatan. And the children there, it was, I don't know if you want to say something about the kids.
All the children are just beautiful and happy and smiling and welcoming to us. And a little girl ran up. She just came running and hugged me and hugged Ken. And then this little boy made this beeline right for me and wrapped his arms around my legs. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I want to bring some home. But anyway, the beautiful children and some... It's an orphanage school. Some kids are like charter students from the community. They're not orphans. But anyway, these little kids are just so precious.
And they have grades 1 through 9. And we walked around. It was a two-story building. And we walked around up the stairs and stuff and looked into the classrooms. Some of the kids were there. Most of the kids were outside playing, swinging on the swing sets and stuff. And there are some kids in the classrooms, and everyone we saw, you know, hi, and the biggest smile and big wave, hi, back. And it was just so amazing. We were given a lot of information about how it's run and everything. And I can't think of a lot of the stuff that was said. But it just left impression upon us, and you know, the people that saw the monkeys and the sloths and stuff, you know, God bless them. But that's, you know, to do the tour that we did blessed us so much, and I wouldn't have traded it for anything else, and just the idea of the fact that we had that much time with a young man. Driving around and stuff, and the roads around the island and up the hills and down and everything were pretty scary. But he maneuvered his car around and everything else, so it was just a praise God time, and I'm so thankful that we did it. Amen.